Chapter 10. It is my intention to feel successful and to attract abundance into my life. One of my own personal secrets for feeling successful and attracting bountiful abundance into my life has been an internal axiom that I use virtually every day of my life. It goes like this: change the way you look at things, and the things you look at change. Once again, change the way you look at things, and the things you look at change. This has always worked for me, and it will work for you too, I can guarantee it. Your intention to feel successful and experience prosperity and abundance depends on what view you have of yourself, the universe, and most important, the field of intention from which success and abundance will come. My little maxim about changing the way you look at things is an extremely powerful tool that will allow you to bring the intention of this chapter into your life. First, examine how you look at things, and then how the spirit of intention does the same. How do you look at life? The way you look at life is essentially a barometer of your expectations based on what you've been taught you're worthy of and capable of achieving. These expectations are largely imposed by external influences such as family, community, and institutions, but they're also influenced by that ever-present inner companion, your ego. These sources of your expectations are largely based on the beliefs of limitation, scarcity, and pessimism about what's possible for you. If these beliefs are the basis for how you look at life, then this perception of the world is what you expect for yourself. Attracting abundance, prosperity, and success from these limiting viewpoints is an absolute impossibility. Take an inventory of how you look at the world, asking yourself how much of your life energy is focused on explaining away potentially optimistic viewpoints by preferring to see the inequities and the inconsistencies and the abundance for all philosophy. Can you change the way you look at things? Can you see potential for prosperity where you've always seen scarcity? Can you change what is simply by changing the way you see it? I say a resounding yes to these questions, and the way to work at changing the way you look at things is to take a hard look at something you may not have previously considered. How does the universal all-creating field of intention look at life? The field of intention, which is responsible for all creation, is constantly giving. In fact, it knows no bounds to its giving. It just keeps on converting pure, formless spirit into a myriad of material forms. Furthermore, this field of intention gives in unlimited supplies. There's no such concept as shortage or scarcity when it comes to the originating source. So we're looking at two major conceptualizations when we think of the universal mind's natural abundance. The first is that it's perpetually giving, and the second, that it offers an infinite supply. A message to the field of intention that says, "Please send me more money," is interpreted as you're seeing yourself in a state of scarcity. But this source has no concept of scarcity. It doesn't even know what not having enough money means. Thus, its response back to you will be, "Here's a state of needing more money because that's how you think, and I'm the mind with which you think, so here's more of what you don't want and don't have." Your ego-dominated response will be, "My desires are being denied." But the real truth is, the universal source knows only abundance and giving and will respond with money flowing to you if your intention is, "I have enough money and I allow what I already have enough of to continue to flow to me." If you tell the universal mind what you want, it will respond by leaving you in a state of wanting, never arriving and always needing more. If, however, you feel that what you intend to manifest has already manifested, you're unified with your intention. Never allowing a moment of doubt or listening to naysayers, you'll be in the presence of that all-creating field of intention. You can't come from shortage, you can't come from scarcity, and you can't come from wanting. You must come from the same attributes as that which allows everything. This is a key word, allowing. Let's take a look at how allowing is so often ignored in attempts to manifest feeling successful and particularly attracting abundance into our life. The art of allowing. The universal mind of creation is in a constant state of supplying. It never shuts down. It takes no vacations. There are no days off, and it's perpetually giving forth. Everything and everyone, without exception, emanates from this universal mind we're calling intention. So if everything comes from this infinite field of invisible energy, why is it that some are able to partake of it while others seem so separated from it? Allowing this all-giving source into your life means becoming aware of the resistance that you may be placing in the way of the abundance that's always being supplied. There's a long history of countless thoughts that have formed this field of resistance to abundance. This habit of disallowing grew from the belief system that you've cultivated over the years and that you rely on. Furthermore, you've allowed the resistance of others to enter this picture as well, and you surround yourself with the need for their approval in these matters. You solicit their resistant opinions, read newspaper accounts of all of those who failed to manifest the jobs of their choice, examine government reports about the poor job prospects and the declining economy, watch the television reports belaboring the sorry state of affairs in the world, and your resistance becomes even more convincingly entrenched. You've aligned yourself with the proponents of disallowing. What you need to do is to look at this belief system and all of the factors that continue to support it and say, it's too big of a job to change the entire thing. Instead, I'm going to start changing the thoughts that activate disallowing right here, right now. It doesn't matter what you thought before or for how long or how many pressures you're under to maintain your resistance. Instead, stop activating disallowing thoughts today, one thought at a time. You can do so by stating, I feel successful. I intend to feel the abundance that is here now. Repeat these words or create your arrangement of words, which continually inundate your thoughts during your waking hours with a new belief of being successful and abundant. Those thoughts will then become what you say in silent prayer-like messages to yourself. I am success. I am abundance. When your success itself, when your abundance itself, you're in harmony with the all-creating source, and it will do the only thing it knows how to do. It will be endlessly giving and forthcoming with that which has no resistance to it, namely you and your thoughts. As you practice allowing and living the faith of least resistance, success is no longer something you choose, it's something that you are. Abundance no longer eludes you, you are it, and it is you. It flows unimpeded beyond your resistance. Herein lies another clue to the free flow of abundance. You must avoid becoming attached to and hoarding what shows up in your life. Abundance, detachment, and your feelings. While it's crucial for you to have a firm vibrational matchup with the all-creating abundance of intention, it's just as crucial for you to know that you can't hang on to and own any of the abundance that will be coming your way. This is because the you that would like to hang on to and become attached to your success and your wealth is not really you. It's that troublesome ego of yours. You're not what you have, and you're not what you do. You're an infinite divine being disguised as a successful person who has accumulated a certain amount of stuff. But the stuff is not you. This is why you must avoid being attached to it in any way. Genuinely feeling abundant and successful is possible when you detach yourself from the things you desire and allow them to flow to you, and just as important, through you. Anything that inhibits the flow of energy stops the creating process of intention right where the obstacle is erected. Attachment is one such roadblock. When you hang on to that which arrives rather than allowing it to move through you, you stop the flow. You hoard it or decide to own it, and the flow becomes disrupted. You must keep it circulating, always knowing that nothing can stop it from coming into your life except any resistance you place in its way. Your feelings and your emotions are sensational barometers for detecting resistance and evaluating your ability to experience success and abundance. Paying attention to your feelings. Your emotions are the inner experience that tell you how much of the divine energy you're summoning for the manifestation of your desires. Feelings can be measuring tools that gauge how you're doing in the manifestation process. An exceptionally positive emotional response indicates that you're summoning the divine energy of intention and allowing that energy to flow to you in a non-resistant manner. Feelings of passion, pure bliss, reverence, unmitigated optimism, unquestioned trust, and even illumination indicate that your desire to manifest success and abundance, for example, have an extremely strong pulling power from the universal source directly to you. You must learn to pay close attention to the presence of these feelings, agents which are in charge of how you clean and purify the connecting link to intention. These emotions tell you precisely how much of the life force you're summoning and how much pulling power you have going for you at that moment. Your feelings indicate how well you're attracting the energy necessary for the fulfillment of your desires. Strong feelings of despair, anxiety, blame, hate, fear, shame, and anger, they're all sending you the message that you want success and abundance, but you don't believe it's possible for you. These negative feelings are your clues to get busy and balance your desires with those of the universal mind of intention, which is the only source of that which you desire. Negative emotions tell you that your pulling power from intention is weak or even non-existent. Positive emotions tell you that you're connecting to and accessing this power of intention. Concerning abundance, one of the most effective ways to increase that pulling power from intention to you is to take the focus off of dollars and place it on creating abundant friendship, security, happiness, health, and even high energy. It's here that you begin to feel those higher emotions, which let you know that you're back in the match game with the all-creating source. As you focus on having abundant happiness, health, security, and friendships, the means for acquiring all of this will be flowing directly toward you. Money is only one of those means, and the faster your vibrational energy around abundance radiates, the more money will show up in significant amounts. These positive feelings as indicators of your pulling power for success and abundance will put you into an active mode for co-creating your intentions. I'm not suggesting that you just have to sit around and wait for everything to fall into place. I'm suggesting that by declaring, "I intend to feel successful and attract prosperity," your emotional energy will shift and you'll act as if what you desire were already true. Your actions will be in harmony with the faces of intention, and you'll be provided with what you are rather than attempting to be provided with what's missing. Making your intention your reality. What follows is a 10-step program for implementing the intention of this chapter, that is, to feel successful and to attract abundance right into your life. Step 1. See the world as an abundant, providing, friendly place. In this first step, you're receptive to a world that provides rather than one that restricts. You'll see a world that wants you to be successful and abundant rather than one that conspires against you. Step 2. Affirm, "I attract success and abundance into my life because that's who I am." This puts you into vibratory harmony with your source. Your goal is to eliminate any distance between what you desire and that from which you pull it into your life. Abundance and success aren't out there waiting to show up for you. You are already it, and the source can only provide you with what it is, and consequently, what you are already. Step 3. Stay in an attitude of allowing. In an attitude of allowing, all resistance in the form of thoughts of negativity or doubt are replaced with simply knowing that you and your source are one and the same. Picture the abundance you desire freely flowing directly to you. Refuse to do anything or have any thought that compromises your alignment with source energy. Step 4. Use your present moments to activate thoughts that are in harmony with the 7 faces of intention. The key phrase here is present moments. Notice right now, in this very moment, if you're thinking that it's hopeless at this stage of your life to change the thoughts that comprise your belief system. Do you defeat yourself with thoughts of having had such a long life practicing affirmations of scarcity and creating resistance to your success and abundance that you don't have enough time left to counterbalance the thoughts that comprise your past belief system? Make the choice to let go of that lifetime of beliefs and begin activating thoughts right now, right here, that allow you to feel good. Wanting to feel good is synonymous with wanting to feel God. Remember, God is good, and all that God created was good. Step 5. Initiate actions that support your feelings of abundance and success. Here the key word is actions. I've been calling this acting as if or thinking from the end and acting that way yourself. Put your body into a gear that pushes you toward abundance and feeling successful. Act on those passionate emotions as if the abundance and success you seek is already here. Speak to strangers with passion in your voice. Answer the telephone in an inspired way. Do a job interview from the place of confidence and joy. Read the books that mysteriously show up and pay close attention to conversations that seem to indicate you're being called to something new. Step 6. Remember that your prosperity and success will benefit others and that no one lacks abundance because you've opted for it. Once again, the supply is unlimited. The more you partake of the universal generosity, the more you'll have to share with others. Step 7. Monitor your emotions as a guidance system for your connection to the universal mind of intention. When you're experiencing low energy emotions of rage, anger, hatred, anxiety, despair, and the like, that's a clue that while your desires may be strong, they're completely out of sync with the field of intention. Remind yourself in these moments that you want to feel good and see if you can activate a thought that supports your feeling good. Step 8. Become as generous to the world with your abundance as the field of intention is to you. Don't stop the flow of abundant energy by hoarding or owning what you receive. Keep it moving. Use your prosperity in the service of others and for causes greater than your ego. The more you practice detachment, the more you'll stay in vibratory harmony with the all-giving source of everything. Step 9. Devote the necessary time to meditate on the spirit within as the source of your success and abundance. There's no substitute for the practice of meditation. This is particularly relevant with abundance. You must have an understanding that your consciousness of the presence is your supply. By repeating the sound that is the name of God as a mantra, you're using a technique for manifesting as ancient as recorded history. I am particularly drawn to this form of meditation I've mentioned previously called japa. I know it works. I've written an entire book about it called Getting in the Gap, and I've also provided a CD and mentioned it before because I know how powerful it can be in helping you to attract abundance or anything you like into your life. And finally, step 10. Develop an attitude of gratitude for all that manifests into your life. Be thankful and filled with awe and appreciation, even if what you desire hasn't arrived yet. Even the darkest days of your life are to be looked on with gratitude. Everything coming from Source is on purpose. Be thankful while empowering your reconnection to that from which you and everything else originated. The energy that creates worlds and universes is within you. It works through attraction and energy. Everything vibrates. Everything has a vibratory frequency. As St. Paul once said, God is able to provide you with every blessing in abundance. Tune to God's frequency, and you will soon know it beyond any and all doubt.